Hello, this is Lija Huben. Welcome to a new episode of Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open heart and open mind. Welcome to today's episode where we will be talking about loss. And what is loss? Is it the same for everyone? Is it even possible to grow through loss? When we talk about loss, many people think that we are only referring to the death of a loved one. And we know that loss encompasses a broader view. Because loss is a personal and subjective experience, we want to open our hearts and express our grief when we share our stories of losses. Because yes, when we share our story, we start healing. Because each loss is unique and it has meaning for each one of us. It has a special meaning for each one of us. A definition that I like from Elisa Bishop Becher says that one cannot know how another feels about a particular loss, but we help and support each other by using what we have learned from our own experience. And this is my main intention with this podcast, that you feel supported and understood. We experience a sense of loss when something or someone very special to us is no longer in our lives. This experience leaves us with a sense of void and emptiness. And even if it feels unfair or impossible to accept, loss is an experience of our human condition. So when we talk about loss, what do we mean? There are so many losses, so many types of losses. We experience the loss of a loved one. We may go through divorce or experience a romantic breakup, loss of health, loss of a pet, loss of a job, or loss of our homeland. There's so many types of losses. I remember that in this seminar that I presented for PESI, an organization that offers continuing education credits to mental health professionals, I did it for many years, you know, nationwide in the United States, and I would always ask them about losses. What would they consider losses? And we explored actually losses that we may experience as children, adolescents, adults, and older adults. It's amazing the list that we could create in each single city. And I did it in over 100 cities. It was amazing because it's not that we will experience all those losses, no. However, there are some losses that are common to us. So in the context of this podcast, we will mainly focus on the loss of a loved one. Still, we will explore some of these other losses from time to time because it is essential to give them a name and recognize how we feel about them. When faced with a loss, just wanting to recover doesn't help, especially if we have not taken the time to adapt to the new situation and accept within ourselves that something has changed. Because after facing a loss, there is always change. That loss marked our lives. And I have found two words that are very close to the sense of loss. One is change, and the other one is attachment. With attachment, what makes it so close to loss? Well, because the more we are attached to the person who died, the greater the sense of loss we experience. And after we lost that person, something changed. Something changed in our lives. We changed. That doesn't mean that we cannot become a better version of ourselves. However, there is change. And some people expect us to remain the same, to be the person we were before. And this is one of the challenges that we as grievers have in our society. It is up to us how this change will be. And that is why the word transformation plays a huge role in this podcast and in my work. I called my first book on grief, Transform Your Loss, Your Guide to Strength and Hope. And the system I created that I mentioned in the first episode, The 11 Principles of Transformation, were introduced in that book. So the important thing is that we can define that transformation because it depends on how we handle the loss we are experiencing and how we live with this new reality. Instead of pretending the sense of loss will disappear, that will time, it will disappear. What we want to pay attention is that we will feel that we can alleviate that sense of loss. It's important for us to embrace that. And to start with, let me ask you, have you taken the time to ask yourself about your loss? What type of loss is it? How does it make you feel? Because sometimes we may say, yes, I'm going through this loss. However, we do not take the time to go in and know how that loss makes us feel. Because when we talk about losses, when we create this world with the loss in our lives, and this is one of my intentions as well with this podcast, to help you, to be walking with you side by side as you go through the loss of your loved one or any other loss you may be experiencing. Because we also experience grief, and we will be talking about that in the next episode. In this podcast, I will introduce you to certain kinds of losses, even intangibles, such as the loss of hope, dreams, or the ideal future. We may identify with a certain loss after living through COVID, and this is the loss of our assumed world. And what happens when we lose that world? This is one of the most significant challenges we may experience. When we lose our loved one, after we lose our loved one, we lose the world we knew. That assumed world, that world that gave us meaning and purpose. When we go through this loss, that world shatters. So, how do we deal with this? How do we pick up the pieces? Loss is a universal experience, and nobody told us we would not suffer pain or losses when we came into this beautiful world. However, we go through them, and it is essential for us that our sense of loss is validated. And this is what we will be doing here. Validating our losses and finding ways to transform them a step at a time with love, knowing that our loved ones will always be in our hearts.